Thank you so much for joining us again today. And I'm just going to start with your name and position. I'm just simply getting a level from you.
Hi, this is Victor Fedeli. I am Premier Ford's Minister of Economic Development.
All right, David, if you wanted to go ahead and do the same thing, that would be great.
David Piccini, Member of Provincial Parliament for Northumberland Super South.
Excellent levels. Thank you so much again for joining us today. And I think it's such a great thing to be talking about, and we need to get the word out there because small business has really been affected, but they are the backbone of our communities. Maybe one of you could start off by telling us a bit more about the Small Business Support Grant in Ontario.
Well, it's a very exciting program for the business community. These are one-time grants that are for those businesses who've been impacted by the public health measures, and that is to say those who are either closed now or severely restricted. They can receive up to $20,000 from the Government of Ontario, and they go to the website ontario.ca, COVID support, and they'll follow through. It's a very simple application, and they can see the parameters that are there, but it's a $20,000 one-time grant.
Excellent. And maybe the next question would be, what might businesses use the money towards? Would it be electrical bills? Would it be PPE? Maybe you could expand on that, please.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because, you know, as any good salesperson would say, but wait, there's more. So first of all, to answer your question directly, they can use that money for anything that they require. There's no guidelines that show them how to use it. This is their grant to help them through this tough time in any way they need it. But why I say there's more is because there are also two other programs. One allows for all of their local property taxes that they pay throughout this time that they're locked down. It will rebate their property taxes as well as all of their energy bills. And so that is their electricity bill and their heating bill, whether it's natural gas or propane or heating oil. So you go ahead and you pay your taxes, you go ahead and you pay your heating bill, but you go on that same website, ontario.ca/COVID support, and you can claim a rebate of those taxes, a rebate of those electricity bills, a rebate of those energy bills, and apply for the $20,000. And if you're a small business between 2 and 9 employees, you can also apply for what's called a Main Street grant of $1,000 for your PPE. So it's a very comprehensive package that has been put together.
Okay, great. And you mentioned where people go to qualify, but how do people qualify? I understand there are some things that people, you know, businesses aren't necessarily operating at the same way. Maybe you could touch on that.
There are two different criteria here. First of all, it's for companies with under 100 employees. So that's the first criteria. The only other thing you need to do is enter, you'll see the places on the website. It's very user-friendly. You enter your revenue that you reported to Canada Revenue from April of 2019. That was a good year. And you enter the revenue from April 2020, a year when you were already locked down as well. And if there is a 20% loss in revenue, then you are automatically entitled into the program. There's a minimum you will receive of $10,000 and then up to $20,000. So it's a really smooth, easy process for you to apply for this money.
That's great. And
Jenny,
if I could just
jump in there on the importance of this for folks. I think as a government, we understand that that people get into small business with an idea, with a vision. They pour their life, heart, and soul into the business that they're creating. You know, Minister Fedeli is a business owner himself in his previous life, and I think we understand that, you know, you've got to be given that flexibility, which is why Ontario's Small Business Support Grant is designed to give that flexibility and what you put the money towards, and really why this suite of packages is designed to come at it from different angles, be it the fixed costs we heard on over 800 hours of finance committee, that it's fixed costs that businesses need the supports on. And in rural Ontario, like businesses like ours, that's what they need the support on. So we've designed those suite of supports to really support them where they need it most.
That's really great. That's really great because, you know, we're small towns in Ontario, and small business is everywhere, but it's especially important in areas like ours. And I think one of the questions might be, when do applications have to be in by?
This is very flexible. We want you to begin applying right away. There's no deadline, but this is for the 28-day lockdown. And when you, if you can appreciate the applications opened on Friday, and we've already had more than 30,000 apply for several hundred million dollars already. So get your application in, and we're very excited to be able to provide these supports. I mean, our NPPs, as David Pacini, have done such a great job of putting together the packages, saying, here's what I'm hearing from my small businesses in my community. Here's the supports that they need. I think this is just a super way to be able to respond to them.
Absolutely. And maybe on the cuff of that, like, is there a cap to the amount of money that will be handed out? Maybe is there a cap to different municipalities or areas?
Premier Ford has said, we know the business community needs our support, and we will continue to provide all of the supports that they're going to need. Of course, look, we're going to listen to the health experts, but we want to make sure that all the right supports and all the resources are in place. And so that's why that this program is out there. It's a one-time grant. It offers much-needed support to help those businesses get through these very challenging times. So get on ontario.ca/COVID support, or David Puccini has a website that you might want to go to get even more information on all the government programs.
Okay, David, did you want to add anything?
That website is www.covidsupports.ca. So in addition to the suite of supports, you'll find Minister Fedeli mentioned at ontario.ca/COVID support, singular. At www.covidsupports.ca, you can easily navigate with one click of the button between supports for individuals and supports for businesses. And that's compiled all the federal and provincial supports that are there, because we're working, you know, in COVID's not the time for politics. It's the time where politicians, no matter your stripe, can get to work. And that's what Ford is doing, really putting Ontarians first with this and working to ensure that those suite of supports are available. So whether you're a single parent trying to support your child getting online, your support's there for families, the Ministry of Education is putting forward, or you're that same single parent running a small business, you want to help getting online, there's the Digital Main Street supports, there's the supports for mentorship program, there's the small business grant that the ministers mentioned. And I really just want to hit home that new Ontario small business support grant for up to 20,000. Get online today, ontario.ca/COVID support, and please apply.
That's great. Thank you so much for adding that in. And with that, is there anything else that either one of you want to add on?
Well, I would think that we only want the safety of the people of Ontario to be first and foremost. So I would say stay home, stay safe, and save lives.
Okay, great. That's great. David, is there anything else you need to add?
I think that's a perfect message to reiterate, stay at home and save lives and stay safe. So please, if you're having any help out, if you need any help out there, my office is just a call away. So give me a call at my office or send us an email with your help.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both being on with us today. It's always nice to get the more information when it comes to these grants, because I know they're just so important to our communities right now. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Well, Jenny, thank you.
You're welcome.